Zest is defined as energy and enthusiasm. It sounds great, no? It also leads to the question of how can one obtain zest for their life? I personally believe it begins with one incremental step at a time. That's why a Dash of Zest podcast has been created. I'll spur your thoughts with mini zesty chats that over time will challenge your current thinking, inspire your daily actions, and encourage you to bring your inner zest forward. This will inspire you to begin taking action in your own life. The result? You'll begin showing up with more energy, enthusiasm, and yes, zest within your days, no matter the circumstance. I'm Erica, your host, wife, mom, former international movement teacher, and soon to be empty nester. It's time to unleash your zest. Hey guys, I wanted to come on and speak to our favorite topic, also known as midlife. And this is a little reminder, just because your life is changing, it does not mean that you have to go it alone. What if you could be part of a community that heard what's on your heart while providing the space to have the honest, judgment-free conversations that led you to moving forward with clarity, purpose, and zest for your second phase of living life? As a mom getting ready to have her baby boy, also known as my man child, graduate from high school this spring, I'm feeling a sense of finality in my role as a stay-at-home mom. I mean, think about it. This is a role that I've identified myself in over the last 2 decades. And within a blink of an eye, it's just done. As a woman that's nearing 50, I'm noticing my new and also unwelcome companions of unneeded worry, poor sleep, and physical pain, just to name a few prominent ones for myself. I'm certain you have a few of your own too. As a human, I have felt the void of leaving my passion of teaching supported movement for over 9+ years because it no longer served my physical body. Daily aches of my back, neck, and now even my feet didn't allow me to show up for my movement students as I once did earlier in my career. Aging, wow, it really does come with plenty of unwelcome changes, but what can we do about it? Succumb to the changes and live a mundane existence while waiting for the inevitable? Or begin to recognize our impact so that we can shift our current mindset, redefine our purpose, and get back to engaging in our outcomes, reprioritize ourselves to create the wellness and quality relationships we desire in our lives today, not 10 years from now. If so, I've coined myself the curator of zest, and it's my passion to help women rediscover their defined true selves so they may embrace zestful living again. If this is you, I'm inviting you to be a part of our Zesty Crew community. Go ahead and hit the link in the comments below and take a quick survey that's been created by me because I want to hear your concerns, aspirations, and your hearts. It's the only way to design the zestful chats that will happen here on this podcast today and for years to come. I cannot wait for you to be a part of our zesty chats and community. I appreciate your presence and holding space for my passion of helping women rediscover the essence of who they are meant to be so they may live their life by chosen authenticity. If you enjoyed this episode, please like, subscribe, and share with someone that can use a little zest in their life today. Keep the good energy going by following me, Erica Bell, on Instagram and LinkedIn at The Zestful Movement. You're invited to sign up for our weekly newsletter that will help you become a part of our Zesty Crew as you stay connected to the conversations. This will also allow you to gain access to some monthly special offerings created with you in mind. Go to www.thezestfulmovement.com. Until next time, please do keep it zesty.